Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Zayin. In this part of Miketz, we come to the episode of the brothers of Yosef coming up from Mitzrayim. Brothers of Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim. Vayar Yosef es epo vayakirein vayisnaker aleinim vayidaber iton koshos. So before we go into the psukim specifically as we normally do, I wanted to share with you some basic insights so that we can understand the behavior of Yosef and his brothers. So there's one insight, there are two insights which help to explain all of his behavior to the brothers. The first of them we'll find in the Ramban, Pasuk Tes. It's a lengthy Ramban, and it's kedai to just go through it quickly. It says, Vayishkor Yosef es hachalomos asher cholam lohem. Vayomer aleihem meraglim atem liros es ervas ha'oriz bosim. The Ramban mentions here, asher cholam aleihem v'yoda shenishkaimu shari ishtachavu l'loshon rashi. Afi daiti hadover behepe. Ki yoimer ha'posu, ki beroz Yosef es echo, nishtachavim lo, zohar kol ha'chalomos asher cholam lohem, v'yoda shelo nishkaim echod mehem b'pam hazos. Ki odeya v'pisrono, ki kol echo v'ishtachavu lo b'tfimo, min ha'chalom harishon, v'hine anachnu ma'almim ha'lumi, ki anachnu yirmos l'kol echo achadosor, u'pam, and Binyamin was not yet with them. So on one hand, the Malbim points out that he recognized that a part of the first cholom was fulfilled because he has assumed a position of lordship over them. The Malbim says that the fact that he was the ruler and they were now coming to him was indicated in the first cholom. When it says, Hine anachnu ma'almi ma'lumim b'toch ha'sodah, v'hine komo alumosi v'gam nitzovah. So the Malbim says that aspect of the poem was fulfilled here in the first dream. But the fact that all of the brothers were to come to him, and eventually from the second poem also that the father was to come to him, was obviously not yet fulfilled. Even Shlo Rabbi Yomi Achoshav Zos Takbuma Shiyolil Aleihem. So therefore, he thought of this would be a device to think of this scheme. Today Shiyaviu Gambinoni Echot Ema Nekayim Achalom Harishon Tefimo. Yalkei Lo Rotsam Agiv Mohem Ani Yosef Afikam. That's why he did not reveal himself to them. But if so, then the second dream would not have been the first dream. Also would not have been fulfilled in its entirety, and certainly not the second dream. V'loimer maru v'yamu el ovi v'yishlach ha'gomos kasher osi mon v'pam ha'shniya. Ki hoyo ovi v'o miyad v'mo sofet. Afrei sh'nizkaim ha'chalom ha'rishon, higid mohem l'kaim ha'chalom ha'sheni. V'lulei kein, hoyo Yosef choto chet godo, m'tzaro es ovi v'amido yomim rabi v'shiku v'ovel, Al Shimon, the Olav. Af im hoyo ritzono metzayres echotzas, eilmo yachmo azeves ovi. Not for this fact that Yosef would have had a gevaltig aveira, and that all these years he did not notify his father of his existence. and also that he kept them in Sarah for Shimon as well. But the fact is, if you remember in the beginning of Vayeshev, after the second Cholom, the Aviv Shomer Es HaDovor, that Yaakov Avinu recognized that these dreams, when the second dream, he had the second dream, knowing Yosef, said the Ben Zakunim that he was, therefore, he on one hand could appreciate that the brothers might not appreciate that these dreams are prophetic visions, and we find in the Mefarshim there that the brothers, you know, the dreams, on the contrary, were proof to the brothers that their psak of Yosef was correct, their evaluation of him was correct, that they figured that these dreams arose from the subconscious of a person, when he has a dream that he's a moishel on them and a melech over them, so that just bore out the fact and was proof positive that their evaluation of his personality was correct. Yaakov Avinu, however, after the second poem, began to suspect that the dreams were in the voice, that they were not just, they did not arise from his subconscious, but they were imposed upon his subconscious by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Yosef HaTzadik also recognized the prophetic nature of the dreams, and he knew that he was innocent of that which the brothers had accused him, which I see later referred to here in the Mefarshim. And therefore, it was part of his responsibility to see that the dreams would be fulfilled. Avoesakom osa yofa behito nakayim hafalomos ki yoda shi yiskaimu be'emes. Gam ho inyan hasheni shi osa ohem begviya Moshe tiya kavonoso v'tzaron avokoshay uma yesh mohem sino be'vinyomim Shiakanu also be avas abihem bekinosum kikinosum bo. O shemo hirgish binyomim shoyo yodom biyosei the nodo benehem toto vasino alkein. O rosa shiyene himon binyomim, he couldn't trust binyomim with them. Uma yishalchu bo yodom ad botku osom be avoso that he had a test, and even the Ramban learned that even what we read later on, the whole strategy of how he wanted Binyamin brought to him was done in this manner, which would also test their love for him. Then he's coming for Abu Sayyid Rashi's Rabbi Omar Rabbi Thea Barabi, called Borm Shah to Korish a deeper Yosef, Bifne Echo, deeper Yehuda, Bifne Echo, Acha to Magia, Vomoyoko Yosef Misafe, called Borm Shah to Korish a deeper Yehuda, Bifne Echo, Acha to Magia, Vomoyoko Yosef Misafe, this whole section of the Parsha. Hoya bo pius me Yosef, pius me Echo, pius me Binyamin. Pius me Yosef, ro eiv no se nafsho al bo neho sho rofe. V'chein ani omer sho ko en yoni mo eivo hoya bo Yosef nechof moso, the pius ron hachom omos. Yesh nit moa, after shomad Yosef in Mitzrayim yomim rabbi. The Hoyo Pokid, the Nogi, the Beis Sar Godo, the Beis Sar Godo, the Mitzrayim. Eho Shomach Tzav Echot, the Yobi, Mohodio, Anathomo, the Mitzrayim, Koro, the Fevron, Kishisha Yomi, the Yimu Hoyo Mahame, Shono, Hoyo Roy, Mohodio, the Kovo, Ovi, the Yukor Pidio, Napsho, the Adeno, the Ro Mono, Abu Hoyo Roy, Ishtakavios, Echo, Mohodio. The Gam Ovi, the Hozaro Ito, Yevshar Leos, the Artson, the Hoya Makavan, the Osam Shomba Mitzrayim, Kibroso, Hatsokoso, Hadodoma, Shoka Koshak, and Akrish Shoma, Kamom Paro, and his Paramo, Kiavo Kuam Shoma, the Iskaimu Kohamaboso. I believe that the Orachaim Kodosh also is that. That there were other reasons why he didn't notify his father. First of all, that it would have, you know, exposed his brothers for what they did. And secondly, that he was still afraid that they might take his life. We see that in next week's Parsha, after that which happens here, that Yehuda does threaten him with that again, that they could have come to Mitzrayim to kill him, but they still, you know, suspected him of being, considered him to be a rodent. But the Ramban mentioned that everything that we read from here on to the Parsha, till he reveals himself to his brother, was to bring about the fulfillment of these chalomos, which he felt know, have to be expressed. There's another approach that is mentioned, another approach which is mentioned in the Kli Yochor here on the Parsha. The Kli Yochor is on Pasuk Tes Zayin. And actually, it's mentioned by the Marsha, the Gemara in Tanis, Tes Omer Aleph. The Marsha there elaborates upon it. The Kli Yochor views the behavior of Yosef from a different perspective. That it wasn't just, I mean, he doesn't touch upon the dreams at all, actually, but he views it in a different perspective entirely. And he doesn't mention the dreams, but because we've just learned the Ramban, so I'll introduce it that way. It wasn't just the Chalomos alone that Yosef was concerned about with. But Yosef wanted, felt the responsibility to get the brothers to do tshuva for the chet that they did. Which exactly what that is, we'll Mr. Shem see shortly. Therefore, what he actually did, step by step, was to try to sensitize them to the fact that they had sinned against him by, in that they had erred in their psach, that they had sinned against him by not having Rachmanis upon him. So what he actually did, if we go to the end of the story, we skip to the end of the story, he brought them to a position, understand, where Yehuda was ready to remain in eternal, for the rest of his life, in bondage, in Mitzrayim, as a slave to Yosef, in order that Binyamin should go back to the father. But that's exactly what he did. You know that the Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Yuma, the Gemara says in Yuma, actually, I should say, the Rambam asks him that way, about Tshuva Gomer, the highest darga of Tshuva is if a man comes in a position where he originally was Nifshum and Achet, and now he's not Nifshum and Achet. But that's exactly what Yosef the Tzaddik contrived. That this whole Purim spiel that was enacted step by step was to make them more and more aware, understand, of the fact that this was an act of God as a punishment for what they had done to him. And when they reached the climax of the process of tshuva by Yehuda, now the whole chet we see in the Mefarshim that they did not have Rachmanis upon him, even if they may have been right in their psalm. But they didn't have Rachmanis upon him. They didn't have compassion for the father. So therefore, when was this whole process, when did Yosef HaTzadik consider the process to be completed? And when did he stop the Purim spiel? When Yehuda was willing to spend the rest of his life in servitude in Mitzrayim, in an act of compassion for Binyamin, the second son of Rachel, in order to have Rachmanis upon his father. So that approach we find mentioned in the Marsha, and as I say, the Kli Yochor touches upon it here. It's interesting that he doesn't refer to the Marsha here. But the Marsha is on Daf Tes. Omer Aleph, yes.
Shuvah that they did in the beginning wasn't good enough. Right at the beginning, it's all our fault because of what we did to Yosef.
No, that wasn't enough. That was just, that was part of it. But it wasn't finished until they would show the Rachmanis. That was the beginning of the tshuva. That was the hakara of the chet. And the person has to be makar of chet, and then there's different levels of tshuva. But the acid test of the tshuva is when they were when Yehuda was willing to stay there and never let him go down. The hakara alone was not yet sufficient. Derech Agav, by the way, I want to mention that there's an interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva adds one point to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that a person cannot be zoyfe to the highest darg of Tshuva until he finds himself in that Nisoyon again. That's how he passes according to the Gemara literally. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, relates to the Gemara in an additional sense. I won't say in another sense, but in an additional sense. Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person, in order to be zoyfe to this madrega of about Tshuva Gomor, doesn't necessarily have to find himself in the exact same nisoyon, in the exact same position. And certainly we know that it's also for a man to put himself into a makom sakana,
that a person wants to become a Baal Tshuva. So Chas V'Shalom, he should put himself in the same test, the same temptation that he was there the first time. It's ridiculous. An absurdity. So if a person finds himself in that same situation again, and he finds himself confronted with the same test, and he passes it, so then he becomes a Baal Tshuva Gomer. It's not a chakatima that a man should put himself. It's not what. That's not one of the 20 korim of tshuva that a man should put himself in that nisayon that he was mitchum in the first time. Chas V'Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Yonah therefore is extremely practical. The Rabbeinu Yonah says if a man was nifshel in a certain chet, so part of his tshuva, an eager part, is that he of course has to be mechazik himself in hashkofes in Yiras Shamayim. And if he does this, so that the Borei Olam himself knows that if he would be in such a situation again, he would not be nifshel again, then it's also about tshuva gomer. Understand that a person has to work on his Yiras Shamayim to the extent that a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself can give edus that if he would be in that situation again, he would not be nifshel he was the first time. And the Eid Rishter can know that. There is a the Kavana of Yosef is reflected in two Sfornos. We're just skipping that a little bit. Mem Gimel Lamed Dalet. See, all the actions of Yosef are interpreted in this way. As we now can understand everything that he did. In Lamed Dalet, Vayisa Masos Meis Pono Aleihem. He gave them these precious gifts. Vatera Masas Binyamin Mi Masos Kuma Chomesh Yodos. And he gave Binyamin more than the others. I mean, why should he do such a thing? That started the ball rolling in terms of deteriorating his whole relationship with his brothers when the father gave him so much passage. So here he's perpetuating the same thing again. The Sforno says that he didn't just do this stamp because he might his younger brother from the same mother. The Sforno says on Lamed Dalet, Niros im Yekalu bo. This was also part of the Nisoyon to see how they would react to the fact. To see if they would be jealous towards Yosef as they were towards him. Look at another Sforno, Mem Dalet Beis. Why did he plant the kesef in the sack of Binyamin at the end of the parsha? Kosim b'fiam tachas akot niros eit yimoshu atzma molok today le'atzimo. Understand? So you see from these Sfornos, you see this approach reflected. I guess the Marshal elaborates upon it. But this was the whole thing, everything he did was in the soil. Everything to get them to a point to see if they were really at a darga of tshuva, not just lip service as was pointed out before by Yisrael. Now, the Marshaw and the Kleyoker point this out right at the beginning when they first come in. Look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Tes Zion. First of all, he accuses them as being Meragli. I believe the Malbim points out that immediately they saw something was fishy here because they had accused Yosef also of being a Meragel. I mean, that was part of the Psak Din, that it was mostly Divosim Roy al Avihim. And now they're being accused for the same thing. Yosef tells them initially, listen, I don't know if you're telling the truth, so you're going to have to leave. I won't know until you bring the younger brother here. Shuchu mikem echot v'yikach es achichem v'yatem e'osru v'yivochanu divreitam ha'emes ikhem. Later on, a few psukim later, v'yesof osam o'mishmar shloshes yomim v'yomar aleyem yosef v'yomar shnishi zos asu v'yifiyuk. So, Hima Niyorli, then he says,
There's a beautiful parish in the Malbim. The din is that if Yidin
are under control of the Goy says, give me one of you. If not, I'll kill all of you. So you're not supposed to be Moiser, another Jew, to him. But you have to, it's a Yehoreg Ve'al Yavor. If he's Miyachet, he says, this is the person that I want, so then you can give him that person. But not if he says, in other words, he has to make the selection, not you. So he said, that's why initially, when he told them, why did he tell them, Shilchu Mikem Echor? So the Kleoper and the Marshaw say, because he assumed that they would understand that Reuven, who was the Kleoper, that he should go. The Mela, they would start to think, look at that, we're all stuck here, Reuven's going back. Because he did not want to kill the Mechatzim, and he's the one who suggested to go into the war. Later on, 3 days later, he felt the Mephorshim say that the tsar that they had had was enough of a kapara for what they had done for him in terms of, you know, being in prison, as they had imprisoned him. So then he says, no. So I think because of that Mochad, as the Malbim says, he decides, okay, you all go. You can all go back. You'll all be able to go back, but one of you will stay here. I'm sorry that they all went back at this time. They all went back at this time. No, he did keep, no, he kept Shimon as a hostage. He kept Shimon as a hostage. Why did he do this? Also for the same reason. Because Shimon was the one initially who said that they should kill Yosef. He took the lead in the Psak Din and also in the Mechira. So this again was to get them thinking that something here was fishy. Who was the brother who discovered? Who was the brother who discovered in Chav Zayin Vayiptacho Echad Esako? Moses Mispul Achamor of Amon. Who was the one who discovered this was Levi, who also with Shimon were the primary, were primarily responsible, understand, for the Mechir of Yosef to begin with. So therefore, the Marshal said that, or one of the Mephorshim say, the Marshal, the Malbim, that therefore his money was placed right at the front, so he would see it right away. So he had more tzar than the other brothers who didn't discover it until they came home. And didn't discover, his money was put on top of the set, and the others were put in the bottom of the set. Even that measure of tzar was measured out by Yosef. And also, again, to get them to see that all the people, that the fingers, especially pointed on here, were primarily responsible for what happened to him. All of this was to awaken within them an awareness of what they had done. And there, and you see that they got the message in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayomu Isha Ochim, Avom Hashemi Manachnu Amochimu, Let's look at the Ramban on Yud Zayin. The Yesof also Mel Mishmar Shoshes Yomim also came to Hafido. Ushaminu bo kiesamokim hu yore. Umigne moroho yotzi osom shemoya musi anshe besom bero. The zetam, the atem lechue diu shever, raovon potethem. The oath, kimo yishmu mania for echot, rak nahatsomas kumon. Ramban's also bothered with the fact that why he changed his mind. So he recognized that they wouldn't need one there, except
in order, deals with the other point, why he would leave, why they, he said they would only ask to leave when they're in order. He would let them all go back and bring food, so then one would be left with a mountain compliments in certain symbols. There's an interesting sforno here, by the way, on Yud Ches, which emphasizes one nakuda here in the Malbim, in the Ramban, as Elohim ani yore, mochein anichachem, moholi mevorchechem, dai nityasem.
It will be called the Yerei Shamayim, therefore I'm letting you go back and bring food to the family. So interesting, you see here one of many places in Chumash where the concept of Yerei Shamayim relates to Bein Odom HaFaveiro, not only to Bein Odom HaMoko. Many times, mistakenly, we feel that the whole measure of a person's Yerei Shamayim is in the area of Bein Odom HaMoko. Davin for his matbiyan, his tzitzis, and his matbiyan, his tzimut. But a person who is not Bein Odom, who is not behaving Bein Odom HaFaveiro the way he should, certainly he's not a nice guy, he's not about chesed. The other things we'll call him, but rarely do we say he doesn't have Yerei Shamayim. Rarely do we say that. This point is brought out very, very strikingly by the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Very strikingly. But here you see it reflected in the Ramban and emphasized particularly in the Sforno. The Sforno says, Zos asu vifyu es avokim ani yore. The Sforno said, because I'm a Yerei Shamayim, therefore I'm leaving you go back and bring food to your parents. If not, I wouldn't do it. Now it's interesting, look at the Ramban and Chof Aleph. When the brothers begin to acknowledge what they have done right, they mention, Vayomer Isha Ochiv Abu Hashemi Manachnu Amochinu. So the Rabbi says in Chof Aleph, Asher ro'inu tzoras nafsho, v'yishanano eneinu. Hoshvu lohem avzirius lo'enish godo, yoyser min hamachirim. Ki hoyo afehem tzoram mishaneinu misnafel mibneihem v'lo yirachom. Understand? Here the Ramban implies that they did begin to recognize that maybe the Mechira also is not the best, but the main charot that they have now, they felt that what was happening to them was because of the Abzorius, that they have the Abzorius, that they didn't have Rachmanus upon them. Even though at the time they felt that the Psak was correct. Look here on Chof Aleph in the Sforno. Hiskanano Omeinu Vemo Shomanu, Vehoyinu Abzorim, Vehoyinu Abzorim Negarachemu, Apufi, Shechoshvanu Murode, that's how they passed it. Murode, Hoyomono Murachem, Vehiskanano, Ukeneged Midas Abzor Yosenu, Zeho Ish Mis Abzor Nebdenu. That we see that they said, we can't get the first base with this fellow. He's treating us the exact same way that we were treating our brother. Look at Chof Beis. Reuben speaks up. Hamo amarti aleichem leimor al techetu bayelid v'lo shamatem. Hamo amarti aleichem hamo amarti shemo hoyo miskavein ahaniska. Kishe osa ma she osa. I disagreed. I didn't hope that he was a rode. That was the problem. He's an immature kid. Bilti koel atakis mechuvin, and therefore he just acted instinctively without thinking foolishly. What he did was not right, but he certainly didn't have kavanah, understand, in terms of the redeemer, the being a rode. That's what Ruvain kind of. The gam domo hine nidrash. Now we're really in hot water, he says. It's not just the Azorius now that's being demanded of us, min Shemayim. Kasher Hoshaftem, Avodam Domo, Shekotoso Mishko Damnoki, Shemohoya Ben Mohes, Kasher Hoshaftem, Hinei Beli Sofet, Nesbi Avdu, the Avdu Sofet. So Ruben Tainet undoubtedly is dead by now because of his arm. Through the rigors of the slavery to which we have sold him.
And therefore now we are going, we are facing the punishment for his death as well. It said in Pasuk Chof, Yosef told them, Esachitim afotin to view a man, they omnu debratim, so I know you're telling me the truth, of O Tamusu, so that you shouldn't die. So here all of a sudden they're threatened with death. So that's when Reuven told them that now I see, because we're being threatened with death, there must be Yomim Tams here, so I see that now his life is also being demanded from us. Let's look at the Ramban on the same topic. The Ramban is just before Chof Hei. Hinei Reuven ono mohem shekvar amarti aleichem v'shas maiseh shol tefetu bo ki yeletu u'mipnei naruso chotom achem. This form of follows the Ramban. V'roi lechem ha'havir al chatos n'uro v'gam ato domo hinei nidrash im atzerius asher atem omri. Never was put to work hard, and therefore could not take the severity of the labor as an heaven. Look at the another very relevant sforno on Chof Ches. Mazos also Elohim Monu. Shinosan Bonev said, this is the pasuk that the Gemara in Tanis mentions, by the way. Mazos also Elohim Monu. Shinosan Bonev said, Imeyoso Yeroy Elohim. Shiyasa Monu Zos today. Nifo Shosonom Yavodim. The Vonuing of. Vizem Achita Vokato Sonom Avodim. Vizem Shami Monu Mido Kenegat Mido Amahiras Achim. We see, Mamers, that what's happening is a Mido connected Mido, that there were, he was Maushin, he was accused us of being a Rabin, and now he wants to take us for a body, and so on. Hineyam Akira Mohoyaso Mitonu Mohora, Hoyaso Mimnesha Hoshvanunu Morodes, Uben Mogas, Mashamohor, Gunu, Hoyatat Chesed, Bioso Achim. So they had a shtickle taina against the Kodesh Baruch. On one hand, they recognized they had done wrong, but they felt, listen, everything is starting to happen to us, especially now. All of a sudden, they find themselves threatened with death. They said, Nernesa, we paskin the halacha. We paskin the halacha, we paskin correctly. That's what they felt. And then we ended up not killing him because we pack a head Rahmanis on him. But you see from the Torah that Rahmanis wasn't sufficient. Because there was the Rahmanis wasn't sufficient, but they ended up selling him and causing years and years of anguish and sorrow to their father. By the way, this, you know, just brought to mind with another shkok here that's reflected. Remember that the Chazal say that the reason that Yaakov Avinu, the reason that Yosef was absent for 22 years from Yaakov Avinu, was Yaakov Avinu tarried in the house of Laban for 22 years. And he was not the kind of mix of kibbut avodah, so his child was taken from him. But interesting, and you see this many places in Tanakh, how the Midas Hadin works, that any tzaras that a person has, is measured out, obviously, by the Eibishter exactly as to what we're supposed to have, what's best for us in terms of a Dapora for Avoinus, to wake us up, help us to choose, and so on. But the person doesn't live in isolation. When a man has tzaras, it affects people around him as well. So therefore, the Midas HaDin takes into account everyone who's involved in the problem. And somehow, the Gamzu Matovo is not only for the person, but it's for everyone else who was touched. So on one hand, the brothers had an Aveira, and we see here then the Kumish that they're being punished for, that they didn't have Rachmanis on Yosef. But on the other hand, the fact that they did an Aveira, that's not the fault of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu would not have had the tsar. The whole thing would have happened in a different way. This tsar that he had was a kapora instead of for having Perry in the house of Mohan. So you see here, the Midas HaDin takes everyone into consideration. The general point I wanted to mention. At the beginning of this parsha, it says, "Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim." Mem beis. And shever here is ochel. The lashon of mechira is also a lashon of ochel. And it's also a lashon of hope. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Bechai points out that it's a remez that the hope and the tikvah that Yosef would be alive would be in Mitzrayim. In Yud Tes, it says in Pasuk Yud Tes, "Ve'atem luchu haviyu shever ravon boteichem." He doesn't say to bring ochel. He says, "Hey, haviyu shever ravon boteichem." Shever, you know, also relates to the word to break. So food is here referred to as shever because it breaks a person's hunger, obviously. The Rabbeinu Bechai says that we see from here a remnant that a tzaddik is supposed to eat tzaddik oichol v'sova nafsho. A tzaddik is supposed to eat in order to satisfy his hunger, not to satisfy the taitas of people. The big madrega, the madrega precious. Rabbeinu Chovos HaMavohos explained that a person has to pray for such madregas in the Sivos Yisharim. But Rabbeinu Bechai says that we see in the Mosh the way food is referred to here, but that Hashkofa is alluded to in the text of the Chumash. And Pasuk Chof Amud, when the brothers say Hashemim Anachnu, Rabbeinu Bechai points out, Zed Dera Tzadikim, Kishachoti Motim B'dovar, Umastikim Ameyam Hasadim. Tzadikim, when they're Nifshol, so they mention that they're Nifshol and they're Ma'in, and they accept upon themselves the Midas HaDin of the Eibishter. They don't come with kindness. Right, but primarily it was accepted. So that we have to, that the Torah points out, that the Marshah touches on that problem. The Marshah, even though they said Hashemim Anachnu, I said maybe it's the fact that they were threatened with death, that they thought maybe on that point they didn't see the exact midah to negative midah. And but sometimes a person can be mastic upon himself to midah something, but he's still not clean 100%. But that's how the Marsha wants to learn Pshat. The Marsha talks about that still. Rabbeinu Bechai seems to learn different pshat. Then Mazos also Elohim Lanu, that it wasn't a taina, but it was like a statement. Midas HaDin, Klomar, also Elohim Lanu to be the saint. So that it was like an acknowledgement that what had happened to them was according to the Midas HaDin. Mazo is also Elohim Lanu. What has he done to us? And there's one way you can translate it. The other way would be Mazo is also Elohim. Look what Hashem has done to us. And he's treating us exactly the way we treated our brother. That's how the Rabbeinu Bechai seems to be learning Shabbat. But Mechoyre, from the Gemara and Tanis, it seems to be Shkertim or Divrim. And thus we can say that they both Shotim are right. Understand that they're both Kavonas were in the words what they said. On one hand, they recognized it, on the other hand, they felt that they couldn't see it, you know, carried out to a holistic standard. Look at Rashi also, whatever, all the Mephorshim here basically fit into this general pattern that I mentioned at the outset. Look at Rashi, for example, on Chob Dalet. After they say, Hashemi Manachnu, we see in Pasuk Chob Dalet, Vayisov Me'aleyem Yosei Vayev, what did he cry for? To Rashi Nefisha Shoma Shohoyo Mischarti. Nefisha Shoma Shohoyo Mischarti. That's what he was waiting for. So when they began to have Harotah, so then of course his heart weakened towards them. But still their Tshuva or the Chamomos, either way you want to look at it, was not yet completed. And then Rashi says, why was Shimon selected? Who is Shnicho Lebor? Also to separate him from Levi. In Pasuk Yud Mem Gimel Yud Dalet, Yaakov Avinu finally succumbs to their pressures. He has no other Eitzah. He has to send Binyamin with them. V'yesachichem kochu v'kumu shuvu emolish v'keo shakayi telvachem rachim lifneo ish. Look at Rashi. Me'ato einchem chaserim kum emotim hareini mispano lamechem v'keo shakayi shedai v'nesinas rachmo. Who can die how your home is beyodo, you need ten, lochem rachim. In other words, Yaakov Avinu says, we've made all the possible mishtabus, and now we have to be mispalo. And in every area of life, that's true. A man has to make his mishtabus, and then he has to be mispalo for Saita Ishmael. That's true in Ruchnias as well as in Gashmias. Understand? But many times, you know, a bocher will make all efforts. He'll make efforts to get good chavrusas. He'll make effort to listen to a shir and to learn. And we don't realize that here we're spending a whole day long learning, not as early in the morning till late at night, and we'll daven, and we'll come to a hashiveinu avinu mesorah secha. We won't even have kavon. Or before Krishna, the hoyer einenu mesorah secha. We don't even have kavon. We don't see the words. And so many times it's a paradox of human nature, an unfortunate paradox, that many times a person will make every type of ishtavus, but he'll never think of tumah, he'll never think of tumah. And for that, and for atzmoth and murni, in spite of all of our ishtavus, a person still needs a lot of dedication, and a man should be misfollowed. Then a person didn't get a shear. Then the shear went hard that day. So you go into Hazara Seder, this I can, Amish, wait a minute, I got to get the shear today. But do we stop to think that maybe if we didn't get the shir in the morning, so when we daven mincha, we say chonin yodom daf, when we say hashiveinu avinu mesorah secha, we should daven maybe the extra kavon to help us understand the shir during the chazon. If a person had a hard day, he wasn't able to prepare the Gemara as well as he might have, he found it very difficult, got stuck on a posters and so on. So we think what we can do, we go to the Rebbe, he asked the older bacher, and ask somebody else, you put in more time. But how many times do we have a problem in learning or understanding? How many times do we pour out our heart to the acres to the Ishabelka and we should have Sai to Ishmael? Remember a story the Rav once told me. It may have been he was learning the Gomas, I don't remember the Gomorrah now.
Nelly, that it was Papa Murray Gamar, he was a little boy, 12 years old. Remember once he was stuck on a difficult sugya. He was in Krakow at that time. He went to the caver of the Ramah. I think a person grows up to be an Adam Gadol just because he's blessed with a brilliant mind. It doesn't work like that. He went to the caver of the Ramah, a little child, 12 years old. He cried. Cried at the caver of the Ramah for Siaita Dishmaya. He should understand the sugya. He was stuck on the Ramah. He told me that it wasn't the bonus, but I'm not sure. First, he has to be in the style. So it's in every area it's like that. The Yaakov Avinu tells him, listen, we're making every type of ishtadlis, but we also have to be in the style. The Ramban at the end of Mem Gimel Yud Dalet. There's a remez in the Ramban. He brings down a medrash. A remez in the Parshias to the Goliath of Klal Yisrael. Kasher shochalti shocholti. Kasher shochalti b'churban rishon. Shocholti b'churban sheni. V'lo'ech The Ramban said that the Kavana of the Chazal, Yeridus Yaakov Mitzrayim, is a remez. The whole entry of Yaakov to Mitzrayim was a remez and the Golas of Edom, in which we find ourselves today. V'roha Novi O'inyan Mitzimoso, the Spalel Stam. The Shah Ulagoyrus, Yaakov Avinu's tefillah at the time that his children went back to Mitzrayim was not only for them, for their safety, but for our safety as well. And if the Eitherster has blessed us after 2,000 years of Gomes to still be around, understand, it's partly due to this tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, that he had us in mind. He had us in mind in Gomes Ego when his children went back to Mitzrayim. V'akosuv hazeh kefi midrashom yeshmo sod gadol. Ki yomar v'kel shakai v'midas hadin yitin lochem rachmin lefonov. Shem lefonov yara eschem v'midas hadin v'midas rachmin. You know, something I just want to mention, something before we... there's one more comment here. At the end of the parsha,